Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. Ramesses. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Damn. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. African. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. God, so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
About that, folks. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, what is today? Thursday, that's right, Thursday, October the 26th. Thursday, October the 26th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat, of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to jump right in talking about the mark of the beast. We want to do a few shows. I don't know how many we'll do. But we want to do a few shows talking about some of the things that I've learned over the years. And you guys know the story. I say this all the time. If you knew what I know, you probably would not be my friend. So the question you should be asking yourself is, why do I say that? And what the hell is it that I know that if you know, you would not be my friend? Well, one of the things that I know that a lot of people don't know is the true mark of the beast. And so if I know the true mark of the beast, why would that limit, why would that hinder why would that have an impact on our friendship at all? Well, today's message is what we want to talk about. Tomorrow we will probably talk about something else that's in line with this same thing. Now, remember, brothers and sisters, I'm not a know-it-all. I'm not trying to carry myself like I'm better than you. I'm not Mr. It. I'm not God's gift to the planet, although I would like to be, but I'm not. I'm just simply a guy that was lost, and I was designed and gifted by my Creator with a specific disposition. And that disposition allowed me to do research and to do it in a manner that's different from a lot of other people. So when I research stuff based upon the root cause or the root definition. So today, as I've done with everything in my life, because I took my wiring, my design, and I used that to solve or answer problems. So I ask questions that give me answers. Most people, they ask the wrong questions. They get the wrong answers. Most people don't even ask questions at all. So the only difference between me and you is the questions that I ask and the way by which I ask those questions. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. So the only thing that you have to do, my brothers, the only thing that you have to do, my sisters, is ask. So that's what I did. And so we all have been taught that the mark of the beast, there's a lot of teachings out there. A lot of people say the mark of the beast is this, the mark of the beast is that. And the reason why this is so important is because, like all of the ancient texts, it has to do with the ability or the inability for you to over and understand how the brain works, how the universe works. So we're part of a big system that is flawed. So we are getting rid of people instead of getting rid of the system. So your challenge is to examine the system. So in the book of Revelation, it talks about the mark of the beast. We've been told that the mark of the beast is a stamp that you get on your forehead. Some of us say or believe that the mark of the beast is a chip that's going to be placed inside of our palm, inside of our hand. Many of us have been taught, because the Bible mentions this mark of the beast, that it is the Antichrist. And so we've been taught that that is the mark of the beast. So many of us have a lot of different things that we've been taught about the mark of the beast. So the mark of the beast is again, something that the Bible talks about that is coming or that is here. So if we look at in the Bible, in the book of Revelation 13:15, it's also in Revelation 14:9, Revelation 14:11, Revelation 15:2, Revelation 16:2, Revelation 19:20, and Revelation 20, verse 4. Now the book, the word revelation actually means revelator, revealer. It means helder. It means somebody who's trying to tell you something. So when we look at the book of Revelations, we're looking at something, and let me start off with Revelations chapter, let's go with 13, verse 7. This is one that people quote a lot. So in the book of Revelations chapter 13, verse 7, it reads, "And no man shall buy or sell save he that had or has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." So it tells us something that is very important. The way that you know that you have the mark of the beast is just that you're not able to do this. And if you have the mark of the beast, you are able to do this. Revelation 13:17. So that should answer the question right now as to what the mark of the beast. I used to think the mark of the beast, I remember first it was, you know, the stamp on your forehead. Then it was the fact that your conscience was seared, if you will, meaning that the mark was a metaphysical, because I'm a metaphysician. It has nothing to do with the physical. It was a mental. It was something inside the brain. Then I talked about are thought that kind of like the mark of Cain, the mark of the beast, has something to do with the fact that that was something physical, in this case, facial hair. There's a group of people that can't grow facial hair, primarily Native Americans. You ever seen a Native American with a beard? Then I did some more research and got to studying deeper into the mark of the beast. And also when we talk about Cainism or the mark of Cain, because it's very similar. So I decided to do what I always do as an etymologist and look up the definitions of the words. And that's when I found my answer. And it's interesting because I find all of my answers that way because the spirit, first of all, tells me what question. The spirit gives me the answer and I don't believe it. And then the spirit tells me, look it up, Negro. So I look it up. So Revelation 16:2, let's read another scripture. We reread 13:17 that said that you can't buy and sell unless you got the mark or the name or the number. Then Revelation 16:2 says, and the first went and poured out his veil upon the earth, and there fell a noisome or grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. So we're talking about the veils or the apocalypse, if you will, that's going to be released on mankind in Revelation chapter 16, verse 20. Let's look at Revelation 14, verse 11. Again, we're talking about the mark. Revelation 14, 11 says, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and forever, and they had no rest day nor night and worship, and they had no rest day or night who worshiped the beast and his image, and whosoever received the mark of his name. So again, talks about the torment or the punishment of the people who worship the beast, his image, and has received the mark of his name. And the last scripture I want to read is in Revelation 19, verse 20. That's others, but I'll stop here. Revelation 19, verse 20 says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshiped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Now, as you guys know, the Bible is an exoteric outside and an esoteric inside. The Bible has an outside and an inside meaning. So the first thing that we must do is we must look up the definition of the word mark. So again, it's first mentioned in Revelation 13, verse 17. And Revelation 13, verse 17 is the most, or one of the most important scriptures, because 13, verse 18 says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath an understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's where we get the number 666. So if you want wisdom, you might want to understand what we're talking about today, which is the reason why I'm doing the show. I want wisdom. So if you want wisdom, one of the ways to get wisdom, again, is to understand 666, understand the mark of the beast, understand the system that we're living in. So the system says the mark of the beast is something that allows you to buy and sell. So Revelation 13, verse 17, let's find out what that is. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So if you got the mark, if you got the name, or if you got the number, you're good. You need one of those three things or all three of those three things to do what? Buy and sell. So let's look at this word up. So it says, again, we're going to the Strong Concordance and we're looking this up. This is what I do. This, again, is called didactic discourse. You guys know I do this for a living. This is what I get paid to do. So the word mark, M-A-R-K, the word mark, again, according to Strong Concordance number G as in golf, 5480. This word, mark.
Harikma.
So harikma, spelled C-H-A-R-A-G-M-A. Harikma. Harikma is a Greek word that gives us the English word mark. So the word harikma means a stamp, It means a imprinted mark. It means a mark stamped or branded upon horses. It means an idolatrous image, mark. It also means, again, stamped on forehead or right hand as a badge of the followers of the Antichrist. So, and as we go down and we read, again, according to the Thayer's Greek lexicon, it's a stamp or it is an imprinted mark. Imprinted mark. Remember that. That word, again, the English word mark, Greek word harikma. Now, underneath the Greek word harikma is another Greek word. So the second Greek word that gives the English word mark,
harax.
Harax, like Clorox, but harax. C-H, but it makes the H sound. Harax. C-H-A-R-A-X. Harax. So harax, it means, again, a pale, P-A-L-E, or steak, S-T-A-K-E. It also means trench. So we got a stake or mark. It says it means pales between that which is earth, stone, tree, or timber. It means heaped or packed together. And then it lists a bunch of other scriptures. So it's interesting because this word means to sharpen to a point. It means the idea of scratching something or to make it into a stake, S-T-A-K-E. The second Greek word, it's interesting because it has to do with, it says military mound, like a trench. So we got a mark that drives off as like a stake, not the stake that you eat, but the stake that you like drive into the ground. It's something that is sharpened to a point. As if or in it is trying to make a point. So we have these two Greek words, and now there's a third Greek word for the one English word. Now remember, usually there's 3 to 5 Greek words or Hebrew words that make up every English word. And in order to have a clear understanding, you must look up every word in the Helios Biblios, any ancient text that you read to get a true didactic understanding of the word. Otherwise, if you go to the first definition, you're going to probably end up in left field. So after the first Greek word, the second Greek word, we have the third Greek word that gives us the one English word, mark.
Grapho.
So the Greek word grapho is where we get the English word graphic or graphics. So grapho is spelled G-R-A-P-H-O, grapho. So grapho, again, is also the underlying Greek word for the word scribe. That's in Matthew 23 that Jesus said, or the writer of Matthew 23 says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees. He says that 6 or 7 times. So the Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, didn't like grapho. That means to write. It means to form letters. It means letters on a parchment or paper or material. It means to express written characters on parchment. To express written characters on parchment. Not on your skull. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statements that are being made today. Because, again, most people or a lot of people teach versions. Usually the King James Version, the New International Version, or somebody else's version of the truth. I don't do that. I teach the truth. I don't teach a version of it. That's why if I were to tell you everything I know, we would not be friends. Because I'm about to tell you using the ancient text and the definitions, could the definitions be flawed? Sure. Could history be misquoted or stated? Sure. But I doubt very seriously that all. Now, if we can look it up in Black's Law Book, we can find dictionaries. You guys know I try to find dictionaries, the older the better. If I can find a dictionary in the 1800s, I usually try to roll with that. specifically Black's Law Book. Now, you can we can look it up in the Textus Receptus. We can also look this up in the Latin Vulgate, which I've already done. I highly recommend that you do the same thing. You can look it up in the Strong's Concordance or the Lexicon. You can look it up at Bible Gateway. You can look it up at eSword. You can look it up at blueletterbible.org. You can, all of these are resources by which you can look up the definitions of words to get the true meaning and understanding of the original. So I try to trace the word back to its original source. So we got the biblical definition. Before I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you exactly what those three words in the Greek mean, the English, according to dictionary.com definition, or Noah Webster definition of the English word mark, M-A-R-K. So we're talking about the mark of the beast. So we're going to break down mark, which we've just done, and then we're going to break down beast so that way you can over and understand that you never, ever have to wonder about. Now, you're not going to believe it, but that's okay. It took me 20 years, that's 20, to believe everything I teach now, I knew 20 years ago, and I reject it, just like you're going to reject it, because it tells you that's the steps according to the Gospel of Thomas, where it says first, again, you're going to be, I talk about it all the time. You're going to be astonished. You're going to marvel. Then you're going to reign. In other words, you ain't going to believe it. Then you're going to ponder and think about it. And you're going to say to yourself, maybe it is true. And then finally, you will accept it as the truth and not a version of it. Then you will overstand instead of understanding or understanding. Overstanding. So the word mark, according to dictionary.com, not the first definition. If we go down to the bottom of the page, we see this, word origin and history of the word mark. We see M-E-A-R-C. M-E-R-C. It means, again, impression, trace, T-R-A-C, a trace impression that is a boundary or sign, a limit. Marko, M-A-R-K-O, Old Norse or Nordic term, M-E-R-K-I. Basically, it's a sign, and it's a sign or a marker, and it has the words M-O-R-K, which means force. And so it is marked, something that is marked that comes from or is, has to do with land or a forest, boundaries, and establish a boundary, mark. The Latin, the old English M-A-R-K is a unit of weight, a unit of W-E-I-G-H-T. Chiefly gold or silver, a unit of weight, the amount of weight or the amount of money or weight. That's the old English M-A-R-K word for the English word. I'm sorry, it's M-A-R-C. I'm saying K. In the old English, it's M-A-R-C as in Charlie. In English, it's M-A-R-K. So what does all of this, what does the mark mean? Well, brothers and sisters, as we just revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified, if you've been really listening, you already know what the mark of the beast is. Because I just, what does it mean? The mark of the beast is a capitalistic system that we live in. Let me explain it to you. The mark of the beast is money. Now, is there anybody that can buy and sell anything without money? Now, what is money? Money is a unit of exchange, is a measure of exchange. Now, the mark of the beast is not just paper, even though that's what it means, parchment. If we go through each Greek word that I just revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified to you, as we will, you will find the definition of the capitalism. So capitalism, again, you must have a social security card. You must have a birth certificate. You must have a driver's license. There are things that one needs to buy which to buy and sell. Because remember, according to the scripture, the mark of the beast allows you to do something. Buy and sell. If you don't have the mark of the beast, then you cannot engage in commerce. So the mark of the beast has nothing to do with something that is placed upon your forehead or placed upon your hand, like the medical implant chip that everybody's talking about. It has nothing to do with the RFID technology that everybody is talking about. Now, that is a mark of the beast. That is not the mark of the beast. Remember, everybody else that I know teaches a truth. I teach the truth. There's nothing wrong with a truth. It is a version of it. It is a layer of it. But when you put all the layers together, you get the truth. So you can never talk to somebody who's telling you the truth and you tell them that's not true. Because they got the truth. I'm sorry, they got a truth. They don't have the truth. So there's a lot of different truths, if you want to use that term. Just like there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle, but all those pieces together makes up one puzzle. So when somebody comes up to me and they have a truth, I agree with them. You should see the look on their face. Atheists will walk up to me and I agree with everything he says. A Muslim, a Hindu, a Kabbalist, Sufism, Perennialism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, all of these belief systems have a truth. That is why you don't see me against. I am for the. I am not against a. And the mark of the beast is no different. People come up with all of these different versions or pieces of the puzzle, but it's not the complete puzzle. So all I do is I give you the complete puzzle. So when somebody comes up to me and tell me, hey, the mark of the beast, brother, it's going to be an imprint. They're going to put that chip in your hand. Okay, that's great. Absolutely. They say, really? Sure. That is a mark. Man, they're going to give a national ID card. And without this ID card, you cannot buy and sell and do nothing. That is the mark of the beast, brother. And I say, yep, that is a mark. And they say, yep. I never said the word D, though. I said A. And they said, well, Brother Will, it's going to be a barcode, homie. They're going to put a barcode. They're going to tattoo it on my skin. That is going to be the mark because it's going to identify me. It's going to allow me to buy and sell. That is the mark. It's going to be a tattooed barcode. Look at the barcode. It has the number 666 in it. And know what I say? Yes. And people look at me all the time and say, hold up, Brother Will. You're agreeing with everybody. You got to make a stand, brother. You can't agree with everybody. Well, the same way I need all, if I got a 100-piece puzzle, I need all 100 pieces to make up one puzzle. So you got one piece, somebody else got another piece, and somebody else got another piece. They're all pieces of one puzzle. Now, you should be asking yourself some serious questions right now. See, the mark of the beast, if you look at what the definitions of the word I just read, now let's do it in reverse, because remember, the shadow government, according to the book of Isaiah, they take the truth, they turn it upside down or put it in reverse. So everything I do, again, like the word live, I turn it upside down or put it in reverse. So L-I-V-E is E-V-I-L. So when I do Dear Kinnear reports, I take the four main numbers and I put them in reverse, and I found my niche. So people pay me $300 to be a part of or to get the Dear Kinnear report, which, again, in 2018, since the page count has tripled since I started doing this, the cost is going to go up from $300. So if anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice and you don't have your Dear Kinnear report yet, you want to order it probably within the next 30 days. Also, my life optimization course, which is now $5,000, that's going up as well because of the volume and the amount of information. So all of the last seven series that I've done, for anybody that's already a part of the life management system, which used to be the life optimization system, which used to be Clarinomics, which used to be the Wealth Mastermind Group, which used to be the original Eagles Club that I started 20 years ago. So all of this is a culmination of 20 years of research. So let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Like the word mark. The word mark, again, means grifo. That's what the mark of the beast is, grifo. It's a letter. It's letters that are placed upon a tablet or a parchment or paper. You call it a dollar bill. That's the mark of the beast. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but I got a little something else for you. Brother, let me break it down for you. Like everything in life, truth is stranger than fiction. It's hidden in plain sight. One of the things that I know that most people don't know is, which I'll probably be sharing, I'm going to share a couple of nuggets here before we start the next series on October the 30th to help you understand the depth of your our blindness inside of the system, meaning that the system is set up to keep us in the dark. So the first Greek word is grypho. That simply means the mark of the beast is letters that's on a piece of paper. First thing. In order to have the mark of the beast, you got to have a written, you got to express written characters. These characters are sigils. Now, this is sigil magic. Now, I don't have time to break down sigil magic, which is symbols. And symbols are signs. And signs are seals, S-E-A-L. It's a signet, S-I-G-N-E-T. Every king back in the ancient text had a ring, and it had a signet on it that sealed it. That's the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is a signet. It is a seal. It is Lucifer's seal. You look on the dollar bill, they got the all-seeing eye on top of the pyramid. Do you understand that is a signet? It's a logo. It's a logogram. It is a logogram that is trying to replace the logos. Number one sign for you to have the mark of the beast is you got to have a characters on a parchment. If you ain't got no characters on parchment, you don't have the mark. You have a mark, but you don't have the mark. The mark requires that there is something that is committed to writing, things not to be forgotten. It is something that is written down for record. That's what the word grapho means. Grapho. Now, that next Greek word that we talked about was again charax, like the word Clorox, but charax, C-H-A-R-A-X. So it is this thing that is written down drives the stake between earth, stone, trees, timbers. It is something that has a sharp point. It is something that is a palisade or a rampant military trench. So this something is entrenched. Now, this piece of paper that has letters written on it is entrenched inside of our society. Money, everybody I know want money. Or, more importantly, everybody I know, they want the benefits of money. I don't know nobody who just want to eat money, sleep with money, build a car or a house out of money. Everybody I know, they want the benefits of money, but they're not interested in paper. So that is the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast, again, is a parchment that has letters on it. This parchment or this letter is deep. It is entrenched. It is a stake in our society. That's the second word. The third Greek word, which was the first Greek word we started with, is, again, karakma, or harakma. Let me pronounce that, harakma.
Oh, gee,
harakma.
Harakma.
Harakma. Harakma. It means imprinted, a stamp. Now, the dollar bills, if you got a dollar bill, you can take it out. It has a mark that is imprinted on the dollar bill. On all paper money, all money has an imprint. Let me find a bill. And show it. Let me look this up. So I got a $20 bill. So I'm taking it out. And on my $20 bill, right underneath the number 20, on your left hand side, there is an imprint for the Federal Reserve. On the right-hand side, underneath the word the United States of America, there's a green imprint for the Department of Treasury, blah, blah, blah. Those are like watermarks. It is a mark stamped. It is an imprinted mark. It is a brand. It is a thing that, like, the mark branded up on horses. This is like a brand that is placed or similar to something that would be placed upon a horse. It is a scratch or an etching or a stamp. So this is what this is not a mark, this is the mark of the beast, according to a didactic breakdown of the word mark. Now we need to understand the word beast. So we know, again, to cut to the chase, the mark of the beast is the things that make up the capitalistic system. Now, I want you to think very, very succinctly. Can you engage in commerce? Can you engage in capitalism? Can you do certain things without having the things that's needed? How do you make money? What's required? Something called labor laws. Now, there are laws that require, even if I want to start my own business, guess what I have to do? I have to incorporate. I have to go through the IRS. I have to keep documents. I have to present certain papers. Otherwise, I am not a legal entity. I am not in business. Now, I can do some covert, shady, underground stuff, but according to the system, I need a driver's license. I need some form of identification. Okay, that's an ID. That's the mark. After my ID, I need a social security number. That's the mark. After my social security number, I need a place. A homeless person cannot go to the bank and set up a bank account. He's got no address. I need an address. I need a place to stay. I need to show. All of this is part of the mark of the beast. So everybody's waiting for the mark of the beast to come. Hell, the mark of the beast been here, homie. The mark of the beast was here before you got here. It'll be here after you gone. The mark of the beast is the capitalist system that we live in. So this mark, again, everybody must have these things. And the biggest thing, how you know it's the mark, the last word, it says idolatrous images. Look at the images that are on the paper money that we have. Remember, those three words that make up the one English word, if you don't do didactic discourse, this is why I get paid for my teachings, because I don't know nobody. I know there's somebody out there that do it. I know I'm not the Lone Ranger. I know somebody out there is still doing this. I just haven't met them. I don't know nobody who just sit down and just do what I do every day, all day. But I know there's someone who does it. And I sit at the computer and look at the definition of words. And I research and I look at history. So this capitalistic system represents something called the beast. This word beast in the original text, again, we have to look up the definitions of the terms and the words that we use. So the word beast, again, according to the Strong Concordance.
G2342. Therion. Therion.
Therion. Therion. So therion is the Greek word that gives us the English word beast. Now, it means animal. It means wild beast. It means brutal. Beastie or bestiality. It means savage. It means ferocious. It means venomous or venom, as in snake. So when we look at this word, beast, there is paper that makes one act or one display or one carry themselves like a snake or like a bestiality, a savage, a ferocious, a dangerous. These are all of the words that describe the first Greek word for the English word beast. So it has to do or refers to an animal. And this animal exerts certain ferocious power, which is bestial, B-E-S-T-I-A-L. It's savage. It is ferocious. That is, again, the first Greek word that gives us the English word beast. Now, there is another, the second Greek word for the English word beast.
2339.
Theta. Theta. T-H-E-R-A. Theta. Now, there's beta, there's alpha, delta, then there's theta waves. what's the current or frequency of money? Yeah, that's what I'm gonna break that. We have to break that down during the plasma series. This is some deep shiznit. Now remember, Cainism is gainism. When did the mark of Cain, which is the mark of the beast, the mark of Cain and the mark of the beast is the same thing. Don't tell nobody I told you. What is the mark of Cain? Now remember, Cainism is gainism. Cain is gain. Anybody who seeks gain, aka money, that's the mark of the beast. Cainism. There was no such thing as kings until Cain left the Garden of Eden. After that, there's this dude named Nimrod who shows up, and he developed the first city-state, and they established kings, monarchs, money, and the Knights Templars was born. And ever since then, paper money, the mark of the beast, is Cain, Cainism. Cain slew Abel. That's why we got cannibalism. Cain plus Abel. Cain Abel. Can Abel. Cannibal. Cannibalism is Cainism. Cainism is gainism. Gainism is monetarism. Now, I'm not saying that that is bad, good, or indifferent. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. You can like it. No, you don't love it. Everybody must understand, brothers and sisters, because the enemy is not stupid. He intermingled good with bad. He intermingled paganism and Christianity. So if you throw out everything, you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater. I recommend you take the baby out of the bathwater, throw off the bathwater. The bathwater is dirty. Keep the baby, yo. Don't throw out the baby. Keep the baby. Cainism is gainism. Remember, the father, according to the text, could have killed Cain. So Cain slew his brother, and they said that, how did God know that Cain slew his brother? He said that his blood spoke. His blood speaks. So blood has a sound. It has a frequency. It has a wave of vibration that the father picks up. The father says the frequency is off. That's current. Currency. Money is currency. So Cain's current was different from Abel's current. That means that there is a biblical current or a good current, and then there is a Cain gain current. As I've said before, there is no such thing as possession. Possession is Cainism. When you go to the store and you buy something, that's Cainism. You can't do that according to the scriptures. The scripture says that you cannot buy or sell unless you have the mark of Cain, money. Anybody? Now, you can steal it. You can borrow that, and then, but hey, that's even worse. You're doing something else. That's the mark of the beast. See, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because the second word, theta, T-H-E-R-A, in the Greek, it means a hunting of wild beasts to destroy them. It means preparing the destruction of men. So it means destruction. So Cainism, the mark of the beast, it is the mark of destruction. It is the root to run, to spring, to prey upon. It has to do with the hunting of animals or the destruction of men. The Bible says that men pierce themselves through with many sorrows. The love of money pierces, it damages, it destroys the mark. It's compared to hunting a wild animal. So when we talk about the beast, again, the mark of the beast. A beast is this hunting destruction. It is destruction. It's a trap. So it means to spring a trap on a prey. It is the root. It means root to run or to spring. It has to do with the hunting down or the hunting of wild beasts to destroy them, preparing destruction of men, beasts. So it is something, the word beast means I'm going to set a trap. The trap is because ultimately I want to destroy you. So it is a ferocious, savage trap to destroy men. So there is a mark that leads to the ferocious, savage destruction of men. That is the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is something that is written down on a parchment. That something is a letter. The letter has an imprint on it. This letter and this imprint is used in a ferocious and a savage manner to trap and destroy men. That's called capitalism. So the mark of Cain is this system, because before Cain slew Abel, this system, which is a city-state system, which is architecture. Now, in the ancient text, in the Old Testament, the definition of the word money means architecture. And remember the word architecture. Remember, arc and texture. Arc means the original. Texture means pattern. So the original pattern. So money, again, is something that is designed to replace the original pattern. But in the Old Testament, money is architecture and shiny things. That's why you go over there. England, they put everything in architecture. They hid the truth in the buildings. Because the building, who's the first master builder? That would be Cain. So Cainism is gainism. Gainism, or the mark of the beast, is the monetary system by which it entraps and it ensnares men. So capitalism, the entire system. If you look at one piece of capitalism, you just have a truth. Capitalism, the entire system of capitalism, is the mark of the beast. Because remember what the mark of the beast does. Ultimately, it destroys people, destroys men. So the mark of the beast is a piece of paper that destroys you. That would be money. But the question is, how is money, when we talk about capital, and we talk about capitalism, how is capitalism, again, defined, or how is capitalism established? Now, capitalism is the trade or industry. It is the economy. So capitalism is an economic system where private entities or energies basically exchange things. They exchange energy for product. It's called production. So when we talk about capitalism, we're talking about an economic system by which ownership of the means of production, distribution, and the exchange of wealth is maintained by private individuals and corporations. Both of those words are not in the Bible. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement that was just made. There are some words, there are a lot of them, they are not words. Because they don't maintain or they don't have validity inside of the ancient text. And if they are in the ancient text, they're not in the ancient text or the biblical text in a way or in a manner that has any significance. So there are the word individual. What about the word person? Now, I have all of this inside of my book that explains I am too human. And in that book, I break down most of the words that describe you are not biblical. They're not in the original text. They don't describe spiritual beings. They describe sea monsters. The word person, again, that's what it means. It means spiritual monster, according to Black's Law Book. The word individual, the word corporation. These words are not inside of the Helios Biblia. And they're not inside of most ancient texts because they are not words that can describe celestial or astral physics or astral beings. So no man might buy or sell save he has the mark of the beast. Revelations 13:9. So what does that mean, brothers and sisters? Revelations 13:9 tells us that you cannot do something without this. Now, this verse, Revelation chapter 13, no man can buy or sell. I said 9, but it's 13:17. So Revelation is 13:17. No man can buy or sell. So you have to have this in order to buy and sell. Now, Revelation 13:17 in the New Living Translation says, and no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. So you got to have money. You got to have the name of money. Now, remember, name is man and man is name. Name is the purpose of a thing. So you got to have the purpose. You got to have the value of the thing. Or you got to have the number. You got to come to me and say, hey, I have in the bank a number of beasts. So that is the only way you can buy and sell. Now, is there anybody that don't agree with that statement? Can you buy and sell? Now, I'm not talking about, again, I'm assuming that we are all got something that is not common anymore, which is called common sense. Now, there's credit. There's other ways, but at the ultimate, there's still going to be an exchange of currency. Your energy is being exchanged for currency. That's the mark of the beast. Now, everybody in America, and maybe in other countries, is different. Everybody has the mark of the beast. Now, I'm not saying that that's good. I'm not saying that that's bad. I'm simply saying what it is. Because what they tell you the mark of the beast is to keep you from taking actions to remove the mark of the beast. Because Revelation 18 says, here is a call for wisdom. So I am going to make a call for wisdom. The Bible says, if anybody that lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. That's all I do. See, I just simply ask God by thanking him for things I already have. Let me give you the secret, my secret to life. Somebody should write this down. I never ask God for something because the Bible says God has already given us everything that we need for life and godliness. Well, Brother Will, you just said ask. Well, you ever look at the definition of the word ask in the Bible? You might want to look it up. Ask, seek, and knock. The word ask means you have an attitude of gratitude for already having common what is called heritage. Because there is no such thing as possession. That is a Luciferian term. What does that mean? That means you're not supposed to possess. Go to Genesis chapter 2. God gave man dominion over five kingdoms. Nowhere in the Bible can I find where God gave one man dominion over another man, the right to possess his soul. That's demonic. You can't own another man, another human being, another spiritual being. Spirit is like the wind, homie. You can't put it in a box. You can't put me in a box. No label, no term. Whatever word you put on me is too small. Whatever word you put on God is too small. So you call his name Jesus, too small. His name Yahuwah, too small. His name is Lord, too small. El Shaddai, too small. Elion, too small. El Rapha, too small. Whatever name you got is too small for the God I serve. He's all-knowing. He's all-power. He's the Father of life. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and end. He's the first and the last. Whatever term, labels or limits, don't limit me, man. Don't limit God. So don't go to God and say, God, only you can only bless me thus. When you go to God with a concrete goal, you just cursed yourself. I was telling my son that this morning. We was talking about goals. Goals are great, homie. But don't get it twisted. Make a goal, then detach from the goal and attach to the role. If you need the series, the show that I did on that, email me and I'll send it to you. So I got a goal of a millionaire. If I tell God, I want to be a millionaire doing Dear Canary reports, that's a kiss of death. Why? I'm telling God, the only way you can bless me, Lord, is through Dear Canary reports. Maybe you want to bless me by my neighbor. Maybe my neighbor is going to walk over here today and just write me a check for one meal. But I'm saying the only way you can bless me is by me making $1 million doing Dear Canary reports. Maybe God want to just let me just give it to me through the lottery. Maybe he wants me to go to school to become a medical doctor. He wants to bless me that way. So how do you go to the king? The system says it's beastly. The economic system means that there is scarcity. There's not an abundance. In other words, capitalism is based upon supply and demand. There is no demand for the supply because everybody has a supply. There's a law which is called the law of equivalent exchange. That's biblical. The law of supply and demand, that's not biblical. Because there is no demand, meaning everybody got a piece of pie. But maybe you got apple pie and I got cherry pie, so we're going to swap. I'm going to give you a piece of my cherry pie, you're going to give me a piece of my apple pie, but everybody got a slice of pie. But there's some people walking around who believe they don't got no pie because they read a book or they saw somebody who, and they become part of the self-improvement industry. They seek to improve perfection. How do you improve perfection? Oh, here's another one. How do you improve something that doesn't exist? The Bible says I'm crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. So if you don't exist, how the hell are you going to improve you if you don't exist? That's Luciferian. What does that mean, Brother Will? That means that the beast, the mark of the beast, is based upon a flawed construct. Because it says, according to the mark of the beast, that you need a grifo. You need letters that is on a parchment that is imprinted or has something pressed upon it called a sigil or a stamp. That's sigil magic. That's a whole other study for another time. Money is magic. Money is money. It's like the word matrimony. Money. Or moon knees. Mooney. The moonies. I ever heard of the, I mean the moonies? So when we talk about this, it is an understanding of the system. So capitalism and the mark of the beast is a system that is based upon economics, not cleronomics. Cleronomics is the household management of the soul. But everybody I know, they're managing stuff because you got a lot of stuff. You got to manage it. You got three cars, you got to wash them. You got to clean them. You got a big house, you got to manage it. The more stuff you got, the more management you got. You're supposed to be managing your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, and your intellect. But you got so much shiznit, you got to manage that, Luciferian. See, Lucifer is about people. God is about purpose. I'm sorry, Lucifer is about products. God is about purpose for people. So his purpose is more important than products. Products are great, but the mark of the beast that is designed to get your eyes off your purpose and get you to acquire things or stuff. What did Cain do? That's exactly what he did. So here's wisdom, Revelation 13:18. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Everybody is looking for the beast out there. Anytime you want to see the beast, go look in the mirror. Now remember what a beast is. A beast is somebody who's bought into the system that says capitalism is biblical, and therefore, if you ain't got no money, you're not blessed. Now, I like money more than probably anybody that I know. However, the day that I realized that I am money, that's when my life changed. I haven't worked a day since. I was talking to my wife a couple of days ago, and you know, and she was telling me about a release. Like I don't have the anger I used to have. I don't have no more because I have a release. My release is what you call work. So I don't have work. Work is like a foreign word to me because now I have purpose. So what I'm doing right now, all day, every day. That's why I never, whatever time limit I give myself, if I schedule a show for 3 hours, I'm going to talk for 3 hours and 30 minutes. If I schedule a show for 10 minutes, I'm going to talk for 12 minutes. I like what I do. I do Dear Kinnear reports and I write books. Why? I do this 24/7, 365. If I didn't have to sleep, I wouldn't sleep. Sleep is an inconvenience to me. I don't like sleep. It's a waste of time. But I know I got to sleep. So I try to limit my sleep. And my wife looks at me like I'm crazy. She's like, why didn't you? How? I go to bed, and an hour later, I pop up and get back on the computer. Why? I don't work. I have a destiny to fulfill. I'm living my dream now. I'm in heaven. Every morning, everybody else is waiting to die to go to heaven. I'm already there. Heaven is a place where you love without possession. Possession is a Luciferian thing. Everybody I know, they make money to go buy something. I don't want to really buy. I don't want to own nothing. That means I got to take care of it. I want to manage. It's a full-time job managing me, myself, and I. All three of us, full-time job. So I used to want to buy a bunch of stuff. I can remember the last time I went. All of my clothes, they hand-me-downs. If my wife don't buy me more shoes, I don't have no shoes. I can't remember the last time I went and brought myself something. I don't want to buy nothing. But if I buy it, I got to take care of it. The wealth is common. So the key to life is to understand that whatever you think you don't got, that means that's a flaw in your thinking. Because the Bible says God has already past tense. So if God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness, where is it? That means you can't see it. Remember, the number one key to wealth, I remember those 7 keys that we talked about when we did the series on wealth? Whatever you see is what you be. So the most people can't see. That's why they can't be. So the enemy's job is to keep you blind by capitalism so that way you can't see common wealth. Number one, what do you see? Number two, do only what you see. That's your niche. Number three, automate what you see. Can you automate it? That's the key to wealth, brothers and sisters, is the ability to automate what you see. But most people I know, they can't see nothing because they are looking in the wrong place. They're looking outside. The kingdom of God is within. Don't fall for the triune hex, the hexagon, the hexachord, the hexagon, and the hexagram. That is the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is the capitalistic system that we live in. Let me say that again. I'm coming to a close. Capitalism is the mark of the beast. Now, there's a whole, I'm just giving you this without giving you all of the 20 years of research. That, again, I give to everybody that's a part of the life optimization system, which is now the life management system, which, again, I recommend that you guys join me. Because the stuff that I'm getting ready to talk about, again, is what I know that most people don't know. Now, when I say that, tomorrow's show is going to be a humdinger. Because if capitalism is the mark of the beast, now we got to get into under, over, and understanding who is the father of capitalism, which we all think or know as Lucifer or Satan. So if Satan is the mark of the beast, is Satan and Lucifer the same? So the beast in the book of Revelation is what some people call Marxism because of the word mark. System, which is really the Dutch monetary system that is based upon the beast or the mark. Now, the mark has to do with something that ultimately destroys God's destiny of man. Because most people tell me, well, brother, a lot of money don't destroy, but money is great, but money. But money distracts you, money delays you, money derails you. Money distracts you, money delays you, money derails you. That's the Luciferian strategy. That means the devil's won. That's what he did to me. I don't know if he did that to you. That's what he did to me. Capitalism, communism, Marxism, that's basically what Hitler did. This is part of the beast system that it talks about in the book of Revelation. So brothers and sisters, again, all of this deception, all of this distraction, all of this delayism, these are all strategies of the devil. Destiny is the plan of God. Delay is a strategy of the enemy. And the number one way that the enemy gets to get you to delay moving in a direction of your destiny is money. And if there is one topic that I could talk on for hours, it is how money has destroyed my life. But what the devil meant for evil, God has turned around and used for good. Tomorrow, brothers, we're going to break down another nugget that's going to blow your cookies and curl your toes. As I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify, if I told you what I know, we probably would not be friends. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
Now everybody is shell.
God bless you.
We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the street.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions still so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with plenty victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever wanna put the dot in.
Dot in, dot in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming off too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote, man. All I do is hold it down for that standard tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for Mia, cause I need to bring the fed home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Yes, I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. Until I'm selling at the venue.
This be Jehovah, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah.
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the